Newstime and News is brought to you by Global Credit Union. Also, a reminder that the pledge of the week, we're ready for it. We are good to go. The classroom pledge. If you have a child in a classroom or you're a teacher or an administrator, whatever, and you'd like to have a classroom say the Pledge of Allegiance for a full week for us, it's pretty simple. All you got to do is send it to us. You can just record it on your phone and send it in to pledge@jandkevin.com. If you want a little bit more information and you're like, what did I miss? It's up on our social media. You can see it on our Facebook page. So there you go. And congratulations to Casey and John, both winning tickets to Clay Walker for next Tuesday at the Spokane County Interstate Fair. All right, Steve.
Next Tuesday, yeah.
No, it's fast.
Whew.
Yeah.
Big news, big local news.
All right,
big,
I'm ready.
Big news.
I'm ready.
Yeah, local athlete doing some good things. Taylor Swanson.
Yeah.
Got a silver medal in the women's T37 100 meters in Paris.
That's awesome.
Just the other day.
Yeah. The Paralympic Games?
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. So, that's very cool.
Very well done. I don't know. I'm getting some mixed information from the different articles that I'm reading. One says she's from Spokane Valley. The other one says Spokane. I don't know.
No, I mean,
yeah. We'll just count it.
Yeah, okay. Same.
Yeah, same. So, yeah. And apparently, I guess, I didn't know this, but in one of the articles that I'm reading, I kind of lost it, but the third place finisher went to Eastern.
Okay, wow, all right.
Unless I'm misreading it.
No, I believe your eyes.
Yeah, so 13.19 seconds and then 13.29.
Nice effort, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah,
so
congrats to Taylor. I noticed a couple of stories. I think our TV friends downstairs had a story on her, and yeah, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. So congrats to Taylor Swanson. Yeah, that's very cool.
And we do have that article from our friends downstairs posted on the Coyote Country.
What? It's almost like the thing came together there? What?
Wow.
Guys, this is not an accident that this thing just happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the Steve guy.
It's orchestrated.
Thank you, Monty. That's the word.
Story number two.
Yeah. It's something. I'll tell
it's
you
really
that.
Something, guys.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go on now to a world record, Jay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And Friday, boys.
Yeah, world record.
And anyone else who wants to listen.
Right, sure.
So, you know how, what was it? We were talking about this months ago, where there was the record.
Always ahead of the curve, guys. Always way out in front of the news cycle. That's what the Jay and Kevin show, ahead of the news cycle.
Well, I don't, well, okay.
Yeah, just take it.
Okay, we'll take that.
Go.
But
just go, Steve.
We were talking, oh, so now it's go. Before
yeah, yeah no, on, I yeah, want you to finish this before yeah. I get a headache.
Too late. Too late. Woke up with one. Sorry, my bad.
Sorry about you. Well, what was it? A couple months ago, we were talking about that record of people with underwear on their head. Most people in one place getting that record. So, I don't know. I guess you guys were kind of against that. But how do you feel about this one? Maybe going against this record that was just done in Sweden. 2,052 employees at a store out there, a furniture store, IKEA, actually. Had the world's largest pajama party. So,
I think I'd rather have the underwear on the head.
Largest gathering of people wearing two-piece pajamas.
Two-piece? Oh, wow. Full outfit. Yeah. That seems like a very small number.
Does it?
2,000 people? I mean, I feel like we could go across the street this weekend at one of the high school football games, probably get...
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Would you rather... Because I feel like we could do either one.
I want the underwear on the head thing.
Because that was around the same number. Maybe it was like 3,000 or something.
More fun to do the underwear on the head thing.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for underwear.
Everybody bring their own, clearly.
Well.
Clearly. We're not just going to be handing out underwear at the door.
I only have one.
Here's your underwear.
Well,
put
if
on
it's
your head.
Clean, if it's new.
I only have one pair.
Yeah, but the question.
we have a changing room for Bruce. And like, everybody ready? Hold on. Gosh darn, hang on a second. Goes into the little outhouse, comes out. Yeah. Okay, now I'm ready.
Okay, like, let's go.
Yeah, don't want to know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
Yeah, how many pairs of pajamas you got?
None.
Zero, yeah. That,
oh, why did I ask?
Right.
Would sweatpants count?
That's the problem, yeah. As long as it's a shirt, it has to be two-piece.
Oh, negative.
Yeah, see, right? Yeah, exactly. Warren, pajamas?
No.
You don't walk around with the... you know, Hugh Hefner silk pajamas.
You know, no.
Old school.
You know, I had some. I guess I did have some pajama bottoms after my knee and hip surgeries.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
Lori
got
me, but yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Never, bottoms, ever wear them.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's not a lot of two-piecers going on around out there.
No, so. Not a lot of two-piecers.
I think I'd actually pay money to see you in one, Jay.
Just like the button-up
the
top.
Whole deal. The whole, I just
walking around.
Come on, get
slippers.
Away. Take a picture.
Yeah.
You ever wear footy pajamas?
Too far, Steve.
It's always one too far with you, huh? Now, one too far.
What is it? Are they called Union Jacks?
Is that the one-piece ones?
With the
footies in it? And the flap in the back?
Yeah, that's solid. I'd see you in that.
That has got to be way too hot.
Oh, man.
In the summer.
I couldn't stand it.
Or the winter. I don't know. Nah. I just. Plus, how much work is that? I mean, does. Yeah, there's a fly in the front. I guess I don't need to ask. But Bruce, why am I looking at you? I don't know why. Why am I asking Bruce this all of a sudden?
That was a U.S. issue. Kitty Hawk.
I feel like Bruce was the guy who, you know, had to get up in the middle of the night to put a log on the fire and then walk uphill both ways to school, one-room schoolhouse.
Right. Yeah.
On a dirt road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a very good record-breaking one. I still, underwear on the head, Steve.
Okay.
Make it happen.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know. I'm saying we should do it.
I really think we should.
Yeah. I can't remember. It was somewhere around the 2,000, 3,000 mark. So
it would have been fun to do it at like a Jelly Roll concert like a week ago. Just everybody at the arena going to Jelly Roll with underwear on their head.
Okay. That would have been
awesome. And it would have been 10,000 people. We would have shattered that record.
Or how about showing up with PJs?
No, I don't want the PJs. Is going to turn ugly at some point.
You could pretty much just go to any Walmart. and probably break that record at any given time.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you have a favorite or least favorite breed of dog, Amanda?
Kevin James.
You know, I like just mutts, wiry, scraggly mutts.
Yeah. Probably have the best personalities, not so high-strung.
Well, you'd really like Bruce, then.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, a chance to pick your poison and what you'd like to win today. Got a lot of fun stuff to go do and see. Spokane County Interstate Fair kicking off today. Tickets to Clay Walker for next Tuesday. We're going to give some of those away. I mean, it's your choice. You can either win those. You could win tickets to the Truck and Tractor Pull, and that is coming up a week from today. Or you could win tickets to go to the Demo Derby. That's a week from tomorrow, I believe. Or we'll qualify you for the Seahawks versus Niners tickets, and that's an October 10th game. So whatever you want to win, all you got to figure out is
who do you believe?
All right, so we'll have five stories here. One of those will be true. The rest will all be lies. If you can determine which one's the true story, you can pick your poison. Warren, you can kick us off.
Okay. Well, first day on the ship, we got on, looked around, you know.
You just got off a 14-day cruise.
Yes. And we looked down. I mean, the ship is huge. You have no idea what you're going to see until you walk in. It's like, wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
So anyway, we think, okay, we've been on here about an hour. Let's go up to our rooms because they have them ready for us now. So we get on an elevator, and the elevators are just crowded because everybody's going to their rooms.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And in the back is a big guy, probably 6'5", 6'6", something like that. And he has a dish with cake in it.
Oh, wow.
And the guy standing beside him, he goes, when you push back, he said, I just about got frosting on your collar. Well, I didn't know who they were at the time. And I go, yeah, he's pretty big. You better be careful of him. And he goes, I says, he might want to hurt you or something. And so the guy looks at me and he goes, maybe I should hurt you.
Oh, no.
First time on the, you know, we just got on there.
Wow, way to make friends, Warren.
I know. Yeah. I'm good at it. I said, no, just here to have some fun.
What the
easy.
Heck?
Yeah.
Easy now. So, way to start off that bacon.
Yeah.
Maybe I should hurt you is a terrible comeback.
Yeah. So they got off on the next floor and walked away.
Wow, gosh. What a fun. Hey, welcome aboard.
Lori just kept saying, let it go, let it go.
Let it go. Warren gets in a fight in the first hour on the cruise. Nice effort. All right, Brewster, what do you got for us?
Well, yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I shouldn't have answered my phone.
Oh, no.
But our manager at the VFW called and said, we have no water.
Oh, boy. Oh, no running water?
No running water.
Oh, wow.
She said, what do you want me to do, close up? And I said, oh, I'll come down real quick. Maybe we can figure out something.
Sure.
So I got there. All the circuit breakers were fine. So I went outside to where I had worked on the sprinkler system last spring.
Did some fine work, did you?
Yeah.
Seems like it.
One of the pipes had come loose and all the water was just spewing out.
Pouring out, at least the sprinklers work. Or at least in that section. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So shut the sprinklers off and the water was good.
Oh, nice job.
Good job.
He's like a plumber, only cheaper. call Bruce, he'll fix it for free. Steve?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yesterday, I went downstairs to our news friends.
Yes, here in the building, yep.
Yes, visited with our buddy Natalie Grant.
Yes.
Because she is going to be one of our spambassadors.
She is. She's going to take spam to...
Italy.
That's correct. Yeah. Wow.
So I gave her one of our Spam Around the World cans, and I was chatting it up with some of the news people. And
as you're known to do.
Yeah, as I like to do. We're all kind of grouped all together. And one of the like higher up people, like the, I don't know those people. But
some sort of management?
Yeah, news director or something.
Okay,
whatever.
Yeah.
They say, hey, you know, you should help us out sometime in the news department when you're not too busy.
Whoa. Huh. What does that mean?
So, I don't know. So, well she goes, maybe, you know, sit in sometime in the near future and then maybe you can do some like... desk work and then maybe some reporting.
What?
I said, well, all right. So, reporter Steve, coming to you soon.
Wow.
Live on the scene.
Offered an upgrade news job. What a concept.
Yeah. What you see behind me was a fire.
Hours and hours ago, there was something interesting behind me. It's long gone now, and there's just an open field. But hours and hours ago, before I was allowed to get anywhere near it, and there was yellow tape up, there was an incident that was moderately interesting.
But you don't think I'd be good at it?
You do great at that.
Oh, okay. All right, Monty.
I was told as a kid I'd make a great weatherman.
I would love to see that.
I would too.
Yeah. All right, okay. Monty, what do you got for us?
So mine is landscaping related as well.
Okay.
So we got a deal on some bushes. Let's just call them bushes.
Okay.
Put in some bushes, and I had them all. I had made this special thing for my tractor that can hold them all.
Okay.
And carry them around the property so we can plant these bushes.
Got it.
And it was going along just fine, and my knee kind of hits the lever that makes the bucket go one way or another once in a while.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
dropped all those bushes in their pots on the ground. There was soil mayhem.
Oh man,
pieces.
That's quite a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Yeah, he also got a discount on the driver of the tractor. Looks like to me.
And so, well. Needless to say, we did get the plants in, but
very good.
They seem to still be alive.
So far, anyway.
Seem to be.
Yesterday afternoon at my house, I looked outside. I wondered why the dogs were taking so long. They were just going to go out and come back in. And I look out there, and I'm like, what is going on? And I look, and there's the bigger one. You know, she's like 95 pounds-ish. And I walk around, and I look. I'm like, what is she carrying around? And I'm like, hey, drop it. Drop that
thing.
Bunny.
Bunny. She had a bunny.
It was a little bunny.
Yeah. And she dropped it and.
Good dog.
Took off and ran away. Thank goodness. But yeah, I was just like, hey. And she was could not have been more proud. I could tell she was strutting. You know, and I was like, what is happening there? What are you so happy? What are you doing? Drop it, bunny.
She was bringing you a present.
She was. Yeah. And I don't need those. All right. 509-441-0999. You tell us which one of those stories is true, and we'll give you your choice of what we have here to win or to qualify. You can either qualify for the Seahawks-Niners tickets on October the 10th. That's a Thursday night football game in Seattle. You can get yourself the Spokane County Interstate Fair truck and tractor pull. You can get the demo derby, or you can get the Clay Walker tickets for next Tuesday. You only have to answer one question. Who do you believe? Who do you believe? Jane, Kevin Show, who's this?
Amber.
Amber, who do you think is telling the true story? Is it Warren getting in a fight in the first hour on the cruise ship? Is it Plumber Bruce fixing the water at the VFW by simply turning off the sprinklers? Is it Steve being offered to be one of the guys to help out in the newsroom? Monty, old discount driver, truck driver, tractor driver Monty, over there dumping his plants on, or did my dog bring me a bunny yesterday? Which one of those stories is true?
We're going to go with your story.
No, the bunny was not alive. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, she didn't get a bunny. She's gotten a bird before, but no bunny, unfortunately. Sorry, Amber. Thank you for playing, though. Boy, she got off the phone quickly on that one.
Our cat brings us mice all the time.
Oh, lucky day. Hello, Jane. Kevin Show.
Hey, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Who do you think's telling a true story? It's not me. We got either Warren or Bruce or Monty or Steve. Which one of those stories is true?
I'm going to go with Monty.
Monty, did you discount drive those things and dump them all over the place?
I did not.
Oh. No,
they got on the ground safely.
He's a championship tractor driver, guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Monty, not a true story. All right. Well, we're narrowing it down here. Hello, Jane. Kevin Show.
Hi, this is Karen.
Karen, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. I love your enthusiasm and your positive outlook on life. Tell you that.
Thank you.
Fantastic on a Friday.
Fantastic Friday. All right. Did Warren almost get in a fight in the first hour on a cruise ship? Is Bruce not the greatest plumber, apparently, when it comes to sprinklers? Or did producer Steve get offered a job in the newsroom? Which one of those stories is true?
I better go with Bruce,
because
he always tells the truth, doesn't he?
Oh. Bruce, are you a truth teller?
Well, never answer the phone at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yes. You had to go fix that? Really?
Well, I'm going to fix it today.
Oh, you just shut it off yesterday. Well, that's sort of fixing it. Yeah. Very good. Karen, congratulations. You got your choice. Do you know which one of these things you want to go do?
Let's go to the concert.
I think that's a great choice. Next Tuesday night is going to be a lot of fun. Eddie Montgomery is going to be there to open it up. Clay Walker is going to be there. It's going to be a fun concert at the Spokane County Interstate Fair. Hold on for 1 second. I'll hook you up there with producer Steve. Producer Steve, did they even talk to you, the managers down there in the newsroom, or did they not at all?
Oh, no one wanted to talk to me.
Good one, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, Peter, what do you have for types of bread? This is you, Bruce.
It's me. Well, I had wheat, white, and figuring Bruce, I went with rye.
You're a genius.
Kevin James.
Can I say the last one?
Bruce,
please let me.
What'd you have, Bruce?
Okay, I had white and wheat
and pumpernickel.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Lots of stuff to check out on the podcast this week. If you haven't done that, if you haven't ever downloaded or listened to the Jay and Kevin Show podcast, that's free and easy to get to for you. You know, you can subscribe and then we give you notifications on whenever. Who's squeaky? Is that your chair,
oh,
Warren?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll sit still.
Good night, nurse. That thing is.
I'd be sitting still.
No, that's
still
okay.
Here.
I just wondered where it was coming from.
You got good ears.
Thank you. You got great nose.
Yeah. My ears are huge and they don't hardly hear anything.
You'd think with satellite dishes like that, you'd be able to hear a pin drop from a mile away. Well, anyway, you can subscribe to it, and then we'll give you notifications on when the new podcast is up, and it's a simple way to listen whenever is convenient for you. Did you listen to the podcast at all on the cruise or just the stream?
Just the stream.
Okay, yeah. Have you ever listened to the podcast?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow, very good.
Oh, yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. My daughter is in Europe these days, and so there's like a 9-hour time change at wherever they happen to be. Madrid, I think they're in. They keep changing, yeah.
For their honeymoon?
Yeah, sort of. Wow. And then they have... They'll do the thing where they can stream, but you know, it's odd hours of the day, but then they can listen to the podcast because they wanted to hear Coach Few this week. So
that was a great interview, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. It was fun. Yeah, he was so awesome. He had so many great stories about the Olympics that was just
I'll bet.
It's just incredible the fact that, you know, you got Mark Few who's couldn't be more Spokane if he tried.
Yeah.
And there he is, you know, hanging out with the best of the best in the on the world stage and winning a gold medal. I mean, it was very cool.
Very cool.
Very appreciative of him making the extra effort to get in. And you boys heard the story. Did you hear a story about how Coach Few tried to get into the building?
No.
You know, it's not an easy building to get into, as you guys are aware of.
Yeah. Right.
We don't have
I think I came in on the tail end.
We don't have a front door. So we only have like a side door where you guys often come in. And coming on Fridays, we have like a visitor parking lot. Well, first of all, the construction's insane, and you can't really get into the building anyway. You can't. Did you guys get in the visitor lot today?
I did.
Yeah,
it was easy.
Oh, you were able to open now?
Yeah.
So it was closed or down to one lane, and you couldn't get across. It was all a thing.
Yeah.
So that's where the coach was going to come in at, to the east side of the building. Well, he calls me, and he's like, hey, I'm here. And I go, okay, well, Steve's down there, because we sent Steve down so we wouldn't have to wait.
Yeah.
So Steve's over here on the side of the building, and there's, you know, it's like those little stairs you come up. And I said, he goes, yeah, I'm here. I go, you out in the visitor parking lot on the side of the building there? He goes, well, I just came up the stairs. So I'm like, okay, so I'll be right down or I'll have Steve grab you. So I call Steve. And I'm like, Steve, he just came up the stairs. And Steve's like, he's not here. And I'm like, no, he's here. I go, maybe try by the front door where there's stairs. And Steve goes, the front door? And I'm like, the door in the front. And he's like, front door? And you know, sometimes Steve will ask that question with that voice, even though he kind of knows. He's just thinking to himself, why would he be at the front door?
Yeah.
I'm thinking he means he doesn't know where the front door is.
Right.
So I would go, for the love of Pete, Steve, and I hang up and I run, and you know, The weird part is I have to run the board, so I only had like 3.5 minutes before I had to be back. So I sprint downstairs. I run out the side door. There's Steve by himself looking around like, I don't know what I'm looking for. I don't know where he is. He didn't show up. I have no idea, Marty. Where is he? And I run to the front. He's not there. And then in my head, I'm playing back the conversation, the 12-second conversation with Coach Few, where he said, I just came up the stairs. And I'm like, oh, no. Maybe he came up the back stairs.
Oh.
Which would be almost impossible to get to because it's in the employee side of the
right,
building.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So now I'm like, oh, God, maybe he's in the back. So I come back in. I sprint through the sales cubicles.
Back to the back
door. Down the hall, and right as I get to where the lunchroom is, which is a very small, tight corner, I come flying around the corner, and he's standing right there in the building. And I was like, I stop. I almost run smack into him, and he goes, what the heck, man? This building is ridiculous. How do you get into this thing? You guys need an upgrade. And Coach Few came in through the employee lot. How? Because he's magic. The gates just opened for him.
Apparently.
They parted like the water, and then he just hit the buzzer, and somebody in master control went, yeah, it's Coach Few. He's probably here for a reason. Buzzed him right into the building.
And he's just standing there.
Standing with in the no hallway. Escort. With nowhere to get anywhere. You can't go to the bathroom around here without an escort.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When you're Coach Few, man, stuff opens up for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a little recognizable.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I can see the guy in master control security guy going, let's go through this one.
I'm guessing he came in right as somebody was leaving, and the gate was already open. He just pulled right in.
Just pulled in. Well, I'm in now.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Warren, you were on a cruise. I have questions, and these questions are brought to you in part by AMCO, AAMCO.
Oh, AAMCO.
You were, I got a video from one of your daughters of you on stage.
What a shocker.
Did she put that on there?
I was like, Warren Strong weaseled his way onto the stage at the cruise. What were you doing?
First, I was singing.
Of course you were. Did they ask for volunteers? And you were like, me, pick me. Yeah.
It was actually karaoke.
Of course it was.
Yeah. And yeah.
Did you get to choose the song?
Uh-huh.
There's no way. You chose some old-time country song?
I did. Oh, they had it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Wait, they had it?
They did.
Which one did you choose?
I did.
Silver Wings?
Well, no, I should have.
Crazy?
I actually did a...
yeah, he did Patsy.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
A Better Man. I think that's Clint Black.
Better Man?
No way. Wow. Better Why man. Did you choose that song?
Well, it's just one of the ones that I have in my repertoire, I guess you'd say.
So you know, obviously know the words to it, and you didn't have to think about
well,
it.
Well, yeah, but they, way up above, you know, the people
Of course
are
they have the
here.
Screen, right?
Yeah, way up high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I just, they're like, hey, does anybody want to sing?
Yeah.
And you
oh, yeah. I said, well, I do.
I saw him up there making jokes about himself because they were like giving you a hard time or something.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen me or something? Because it was like something about the food, I assume, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They asked how I like the food. And I said, well, look at me.
Gosh,
and
Warren.
And you did a little stand-up routine.
I was going to say, Warren's got a whole shtick for these cruise ships.
Oh, wow.
He's going to travel around the world now.
Yeah.
And here's our buddy Warren. And Warren's got his own, you know, here's Warren Strong.
Yeah.
Second career.
Yeah. And the gal that was asking the question, she was British, you know, from England or whatever. And I said, I think instead of me singing, I'd just rather just listen to you talk.
That's awesome.
And they said, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Spokane, Washington, the state of Washington. I said, I'm from a little town north of there called Deer Park. And some people applauded. I said,
like they were from there or something?
Yeah. It's like,
hey, shout out to my Deer Park peeps.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, is that you?
I would have loved it if you would have just grabbed the microphone from her, you know, just do the classic, this is my show now.
Yeah. What's up, everybody on the cruise ship?
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Warren Strong. Hey, did you hear the one about the bird and the dog? Yeah. How do you guys like the food? I apparently like it. Look at me.
Yeah, look at me.
Now here's Clint Black, Better Man. And then was that it then? So you told a couple of Warren jokes. Friends.
Well, I said after this cruise, I think I will be leaving here a better man.
Oh, dad joke.
Dad joke.
I love it.
And then he rode off on a unicycle.
I'm going to tell you, though.
How'd you know that? Did you see that part?
Bouncing a beach ball on his nose.
Fantastic.
Warren's the greatest guy to have on the cruise, though. Yeah. I mean, you're like the perfect guy because you'll immediately want to volunteer.
Yeah.
You're fun and outgoing and it'd be on stage. You're not, you know, the guy who doesn't know how to use a mic. And then you sing.
Yeah.
You got a couple of jokes. I mean, this lady was probably the most excited to see you ever.
Oh, I'm sure.
Did she ask you to come back at a different time?
Yeah, they said we're doing this again, and I never had a chance to go back.
Yeah, I'm serious. If you're on a cruise ship, this is the guy you want. This is the guy you want to have come out of the audience.
Yeah.
Right. So that was fun.
Some people didn't like me talking to him.
the guy in the elevator.
Yeah, instance. The guy in the elevator.
Was there any truth to that at all?
Well, the part of it, and I'll tell you the rest later.
Okay. Can't wait to hear it. Yeah. Good for you, buddy. That's all.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My fine doctor gave me a hybrid mask to try, which is like
electric and gas.
It goes under your nose.
Kevin James.
And it just blows air up your nose.
Oh, wow.
And then it covers your whole mouth.
What about your skirt?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, my. Jeez Louise. Okay. Hey,
where'd that come
from? I mean, okay.
Wow, Steve.
It was just the transition.
That's good. Thank you, Steve. We have some back-to-class cash for you. This is the last one, I believe, Steve, right? For us, anyway. 8:20 this morning.
Oh, is that right?
Give away a couple hundred bucks.
Okay.
And then on Monday, we have a brand-new promotion for you starting Monday morning. In the meantime, a chance for $200 today at 8:20, and then again, our buddy Jim will have a chance for you at 4:20 this afternoon. It's a simple way to win $200. You just call in. So
nice.
Anyway, we'll do that. We have a little Beat the Show coming up also at 8:30. Right now, we're going to do something we'd like to call wavelength. So here's what we need. If somebody wants to call
now.
509-441-0999. All you have to do is choose which team you think is going to win. Do you guys want to keep the same teams we've had so far?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, so that means what, Bruce and Warren are on the same team, and Monty and I, well, basically divided by the table that's in here, or the counter, as we like to say.
Yeah.
So you'll just choose which team you think's going to win. That's the only thing you have to decide. And I won't tell you how it went earlier in the games.
It's time to partner up with someone from the Friday crew, dig deep in their mind, and find yourself on the same wavelength.
We'll let you choose what you want to win. A lot of stuff, including Clay Walker tickets for next Tuesday at the Spokane County Interstate Fair. You could also have a chance to win the truck and tractor pull or the demo derby. We'll let you choose. Whichever prize you'd like to win, you get it right, you can choose. You can choose. Tuesday. Seth, what's up?
Hey, how you boys doing?
What's up, Hillbilly? Seth is our man. Guys, give him a round of applause.
Yeah, Seth. Hey. Hi, buddy.
We love Seth.
How you boys doing?
We're doing good. Great, man. How are you?
I feel like I'm at the head table at the Elks Club.
You wish, you lucky dog.
The VA.
Okay, buddy, it's wavelength. Who do you, which team do you think is going to win? Is it going to be Bruce and Warren, or is it going to be Monty and I? Which team do you think is going to win?
I think usefulness here, so it's going to be Monty and Jay.
Okay, all right. Hold on for 1 second. We'll see how you do.
Probably a good choice.
Well, we don't know, though. We don't know the categories.
This is one that can go either way.
It can go either way. All right, Steve's got the categories. We pick the top three of each category. We get points for matching. We'll do the scoreboard as we go along. Steve, what's our first category?
Yeah, you know what? Let's start off with school supplies.
School supplies. Okay. Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. All right, so you write down your top three, and then you see if you can match and be on the same wavelength as your partner.
Okay. I'm in.
We do three, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Three, still.
Did you say that?
I think I might have mentioned it, sure.
You know they sell cookies and coffee at the rest stop?
They do.
It's one of my favorites of all time, Warren.
Oh, man.
That was when we were talking about rest areas and that they had cookies and coffee, and we literally had mentioned it maybe 3 seconds before, and Warren goes, you know they have cookies and coffee there. I'm like, yes, Warren. We just.
And there was another one at your house when Bruce and I were working at your house for you.
There was many, I think.
What, cookies and coffee?
Yeah.
Well, no, but.
Yeah, there was that, too.
There's many at our at that little workstation. All right, top three school supplies. Warren, what do you have?
I have pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Eraser.
Okay.
Ink pen.
All right. Welcome to 1974.
I know. That's it.
They're making fun of you.
I think they are, yes.
What do you got, Bruce?
No, or no, I got pencil.
Pencil. Was that your first one, Warren?
Yeah.
Pencil? That's 2 points. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Notebook.
Okay.
And lunchbox.
Ooh. So you got 2 points out of it, right? Just the one match in the lunchbox. All right, 2 points.
And the lunchbox were from I think 68.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Monty, what do you have? Top three school supplies.
Jay, you're gonna age. It's gonna age me as well. Pencil, paper, and eraser.
Oh man,
I did have a fourth bonus category.
Okay,
peachy.
I had backpack,
backpack,
notebook, and apple for the teacher.
Oh,
brown noser.
0 points.
0 points.
Did you have taxi in there anywhere?
I did not have any of the other recalls from the games earlier. 2-0 in favor of the older fellas. What do you got for round two, Steve?
The top three passwords.
Top three passwords. I feel like we've done football teams, so let's try football positions.
Oh, yeah.
Lord.
Let's go.
Oh, no. Oh.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
You guys know that I don't know this.
This is the greatest.
I can't remember that one.
Seth, how are you feeling about your choice so far?
I'm starting to sweat a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we got 0 points in there.
I don't think you need to.
What's the scoreboard, Jay?
It's 2-0.
But you're so youthful.
Yeah, you're so youthful. All right, Bruce, are you done, Warren? Or are we? I mean, it's we're only on till 10.
I know. Just finishing up here. Go ahead, over.
Okay, Bruce, what do you have for top three football positions?
Quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Center.
Nope.
Runner.
Nope.
Oh, wait. Dang it.
Running back? Is there a thing?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
What were yours, Warren?
I had fullback.
Fullback. Okay.
Halfback. Running back.
He put all running backs.
I don't know what. I don't have any idea.
I mean, we're going to give you 2 points there. Yeah. So, yeah, you got 4-0. Yeah. Fullback, halfback, running back.
I have a feeling we're going to get some points.
How are you feeling about that, Seth?
He's glad he didn't choose you at that point. Yeah. I think. All right, what do you got, Monty?
I stayed on the offensive side, so I went quarterback, receiver, and running back.
All right, well, we're going to get 4. I had quarterback, running back, wide receiver. So there's 4 points. We just tied it up, guys. It's 4-4 as we go to the final round. Seth, now how you feeling?
Feeling pretty confident, boys. Let's bring it in.
All right, let's go.
Let's bring it
home.
We
got to bring it home here, Monty. What's our last category, Steve?
How do you feel about side dishes?
Side dishes. Okay. Dishes? Okay, this ought to be interesting.
Oh, my God. Side dishes. There's a lot of them to choose from. Let's
see what there is.
Okay, that's number two. You know, that's fine.
There you go. Let's do this
one. All
right,
I got my three.
I got my three.
Yeah, I bet that's tasty.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Three
side dishes. All right.
I'm in.
Well, this Bruce is not in yet.
This could go all over the board.
Bruce is still thinking. All right, Monty, we'll go first this time. Let's see how we do. What'd you have, Monty?
I had potatoes, corn, and mac and cheese.
Oh, dang it. I kind of went barbecue on you. I went beans, and then I went potatoes, and then I went pasta. So it's like...
Pasta, mac and cheese.
Yeah, I think...
I'll count it.
Was that your last one?
That was my last one. So we got 3 points.
All right.
Wow, 7-4 with the liberal scoring. All right, what do you got there, Warren? Let's go with you.
Baked potato.
Okay.
Salad.
Okay.
And green beans.
Oh, those are good. Well done, Warren. Okay, Bruce, here we go.
I got beans.
Okay, beans, yeah.
And macaroni stuff.
Macaroni stuff. Yeah, one of my favorites.
And potato chips.
You didn't do bad. Yeah. Was that any? No matches, though, Warren.
What?
Potatoes. You had potatoes. It was just in the wrong spot. You get 1 point out of that, guys. Yeah. You know, that's going to make Seth a winner, 7-5. Seth, congratulations, buddy. Well done.
Hey, thanks, guys. I got Sadie Rose in the truck here, too. She's pretty excited.
Hi, Sadie Rose. How are you?
Excellent.
Heading for school, Seth, or what are we doing?
No, I'm actually heading out of town for a bachelor party out in McCall.
Oh,
you're bringing her with, then,
Sadie Rose.
No, I'm dropping her off.
That's good parenting, my friend.
Yeah, come on.
Where did you say you're going?
Bachelor party.
McCall, Idaho.
Yeah.
On Payette Lake. On Payette Lake. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a big lake house rented out there. Giving a shout out to my buddy Cameron. He's getting married next weekend.
That's awesome. Congrats, man. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, have fun. Hold on for a second, but you will be back in time for a concert or something if you want to go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold on for one second. We'll get Seth all squared away. It's just that simple.
Does he get to choose?
Yeah, let him choose.
All right. No.
It's Seth. He's thankfully dropping off his daughter
Yeah.
for the bachelor party.